What we do here is go back.
Incels are a byproduct of our increasingly narcissistic, overprivileged society. They're essentially just honest MGTOWs. MGTOWs, men groping their own wiener, men going their own way, supposedly made the choice to be celibate, because feminism turned all women into malevolent, scheming harpies. And it totally wasn't, because MGTOWs are almost exclusively fat losers who couldn't attract a fly to a turd. MGTOW for 10 years and I've never been happier. Yeah, mate, you're the male version of a cat lady. The only difference is, instead of felines, you collect gaming consoles.
In the past, to a large extent, all men had to do to attract women was to share resources. As a result of a woman's basic survival needs now being met without the need for a man, thanks in part to the growth of the welfare state, this no longer works. And that's part of the reason why, statistically, women are getting married at a later and later age. Thanks to the evisceration of traditional gender roles, women in their 20s are now behaving more like men. Sleeping around with bad boys and becoming obsessed with hypergamy, constantly on the lookout for a better option, instead of committing to a quote, nice guy.
Most of them are just self-loathing, maladjusted manlets.
Women are wearing the trousers in terms of the dating game throughout their 20s. But once they hit 30, the roles are rapidly reversed. Women have been re-educated through third wave feminism and fluid dating to believe that they can spend their 20s, which represents the peak of their sexual market value, SMV, bed hopping instead of finding and committing to a long-term partner. This works for a while, but as soon as they hit 30, a woman's SMV, i.e. her biological value to men, begins to plummet, and she finds it harder to attract and keep a high-value man. This is where we see the classic cat lady stereotype come in. In other words, women going their own way, satiating their unsatisfied biological urge for children by acquiring pets and treating them as babies.
And it totally wasn't, because MGTOWs are almost exclusively fat losers who couldn't attract a fly to a turd. MGTOW for 10 years and I've never been happier. Yeah, mate, you're the male version of a cat lady. The only difference is, instead of felines, you collect gaming consoles.
For women, the most attractive traits in men are social value, influence, and resources. This combination worked well for thousands of years, and humanity prospered. But thanks to feminism and cultural Marxism, gender relations are in disarray, and both sexes are in a constant state of confusion. In many ways, the MGTOW movement, men going their own way, and the sexodus, men checking out of dating and relationships altogether, is the bastard child of third wave feminism.
Most of them are just self-loathing, maladjusted manlets. The incel echo chamber is only going to make things worse by amplifying the loser life narrative in which you're mired. Retrain that inner voice of conscience and embrace the inner Chad that I know is within all of you.
It's about rejecting the attack on traditional masculinity and reasserting the ethical foundation and self-respect of what it means to be a man.